Hello, this is Miss Dienerski, and I'm going to be reading It's Mine, 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 Mine. That's what I said, It's Mine, by All the Bookmarks. And this is for the Voice Team 2025 Challenge Into the Unknown, where I have like a team and I gave parameters of a fic I would like, and someone in my team, Wanda, chose a fic from a fandom I was not in that they thought I would like. And this is that fic. I know nothing about Twisted Wonderland. I haven't played the game. I haven't seen anything about it. But they recommended this fic to me. So yes, I am excited. I don't know quite yet, but I think I might do this a cold read because I don't really know how to pronounce anything. And yes. Anyway, summary. 5 + 1. 5 times Floyd was seen cuddling his plushies, plus 1 time someone tried to take them. Author's notes. Title from The Mine Song. Lazy Town. I love Lazy Town. Floyd, my silly boy, got inspired by this adorable as hell pin on Pinterest. And yeah, you can go back to the fic and see it if you want. Number 1. The Mostro Lounge was unusually quiet that afternoon. The ambient hum of low chatter and the clinking of glasses filled the space, but with only a handful of customers present, the usual bustling energy had softened into a lull. The air smelled of fresh coffee and the lingering scent of a rich seafood dish from a recent order. Azul, ever the perfectionist, remained stationed behind the bar, meticulously organizing menus and adjusting the inventory ledger. His sharp gaze flickered up every so often, ensuring that the remaining staff were handling things properly. He had given most of them a break, but of course, he himself wasn't one to take one so easily. Meanwhile, Floyd had made himself comfortable in the most Floyd way possible, sprawled across a plush booth like he owned the place. His long limbs draped over the seat in an almost impossible manner, one leg kicked up over the backrest, the other loosely hanging off the edge. His head rested against a pillow of his own making, an eel plushie tucked securely beneath his chin, its soft fabric squished against his face. The octopus plush sat in his lap, its tentacles curled around his fingers as he absent-mindedly stroked one. The way he curled around them was oddly tender, an uncharacteristically soft expression on his face as he mumbled something incoherent into the fabric. Jade, stationed behind the bar polishing glasses, let out a quiet hum of amusement. "Comfortable, Floyd?" Floyd mumbled into the plushies, voice slow and drowsy. "So comfy." At that moment, Azul passed by with a neat stack of menus in his hand. Oh my gosh. At that moment, Azul passed by with a neat stack of menus in hand. His gaze landed on Floyd, and immediately his steps faltered. A sigh. "If you're going to sleep, at least do it in your room." Floyd barely cracked an eye open, lazily kicking his foot in the air. "Too far." Azul pinched the bridge of his nose. He could already feel a headache forming, not from Floyd's antics, but from the stairs. Because it wasn't just them in the lounge. A few outsiders, students from Hearts Labile, and Savannah Claw, I don't know, that's what I'm going with, had paused mid-conversation to stare. Even some of Octavinel's own underclassmen had slowed in their steps, eyes wide, as they took in the utterly bizarre sight before them. Because this wasn't any student. It was Floyd. Floyd Leech, the terrifying, unpredictable menace of NRC, the one who could crush ribs with a hug, who flipped people over the shoulder for fun, who chased people down the halls when he was bored. And here he was, cuddling plushies like a sleepy child. The contradiction was enough to freeze several students in place. "Dude," whispered one Hutzlerbeil student to his friend, eyes wide in shock. "Is that Floyd? With stuffed animals?" "No way," the other muttered. I mean, I know he's weird, but that's kinda cute." A stunned pause. "Terrifying," they both said at the same time. Not far off, a Savannah Claw student nudged his table mate, barely hiding his snicker. "Man, I knew the Octavanel guys were strange, but this..." He jerked his chin towards Floyd, who was now nuzzling into the plush eel. "This is next level." His friend, however, didn't share the amusement. Instead, he had a look of absolute horror on his face. "You don't get it," the second student whispered, eyes darting around nervously, as if Floyd might hear them. "That's not normal Floyd behavior. That means..." He swallowed. "That means he's comfortable. Relaxed." His friend blinked. "So?" The student shuddered. "That means he's happy. Calm." He turned his head slowly, voice a whisper of dread. "Do you know what happens when Floyd gets too bored?" A long silence. Then, very slowly, the realization sank in. "Oh, shit." From behind the bar, Jade let out a quiet chuckle. He wasn't deaf to the hushed whispers. It was interesting, really, seeing how the other students reacted. Even when Floyd did something as innocent as hug a plushie, people still found it unsettling. "Ah, but isn't that just like Floyd?" Azul, meanwhile, was rubbing his temple. "Floyd, you're causing a scene." Floyd let out a long, drawn-out hum, still half asleep. "No, I'm not." Azul exhaled sharply. There was no way Floyd wasn't aware of the reactions he was getting. Whether or not he cared was another thing entirely. At that moment, a brave, or foolish, Octavanel first year hesitantly approached, clearing his throat. "Senpai?" The student fidgeted. Should I bring you a pillow instead?" Floyd finally cracked open an eye, blinking slowly before his lips stretched into a wide grin. "Oh? You're offering, little guppy?" The first year turned pale. Never mind. He scampered off, and Floyd cackled, squeezing his plushies tighter. "I should bring..." Okay. I don't know how do I say this? What is that laugh? I should bring them out more often. Azul sighed again, resigned. Jade simply smirked. "Yes, perhaps you should." And with that, the chaos of Octavanel continued as usual. Number 2. It wasn't unusual for Floyd to fall asleep in class. It was unusual, however, for him to bring his plushies along. The second year was currently sprawled over his desk, long limbs folded into an impossible position, his breathing slow and even. One arm was wrapped tightly around a stuffed eel, its fabric slightly flattened from being squeezed. The octopus plush was wedged between his head and the desk, tentacles spilling lazily across the wooden surface like a personal nest. It was a strange sight. But what was even stranger was the fact that Professor Train wasn't saying a word about it. Riddle, sitting one row ahead, twitched. His grip on his pen visibly tightened as he turned towards the sleeping student. He brought those things to class? His voice wasn't particularly loud, but it was enough to draw attention. Several other students turned to glance, their eyes widening at the sight of Floyd, one of the most unpredictable and terrifying students at NRC, snuggled up with a pair of plushies. Ace, sitting behind Riddle, leaned forward to get a better look. The corners of his lips twitched upward. Man, that's kind of cute, though. Deuce, beside him, gave a hesitant nod. I mean, yeah, but also, is nobody else concerned? He gestured vaguely. That's Floyd. Exactly. Eppel whispered from the next row over. I don't know if I should be relaxed or terrified. Slight reader's note, I mean, I don't know whether this will ever get posted, but I didn't realize there were so many characters, and I am making up, like, a new voice, or not really new, but I'm trying to differentiate them based on absolutely nothing, so I am very sorry if, the characterization is completely off. I'm trying my best. Sebek, for all his usual bluster, said nothing. His eye twitched, but whether it was from the sheer audacity of bringing stuffed animals to class, or simply from Floyd's blatant disregard for discipline, no one could tell. Meanwhile, Train stood at the front of the classroom, flipping through an ancient tome with practiced ease. Lucius, curled atop his desk, flicked his tail lazily, his sharp eyes half-lidded in disinterest. Not once did Train so much as glance in Floyd's direction. "Professor," Riddle spoke up again, his voice tight with restraint. "Are you seriously allowing this?" Train sighed. It was a long suffering, the kind of sigh only a man who had spent decades teaching troublemakers could produce. He closed his book, adjusting his glasses as he regarded Riddle with a look of mild exasperation. "Mr. Rosehearts," he began, his tone laced with the patience of a man who had seen far worse, "in my many years of teaching, I have found that it is far easier to maintain order if one picks their battles wisely." Riddle's expression twisted in something between disbelief and indignation. But he's sleeping in the middle of a lecture." "Yes." Train turned back to his book, clearly unbothered. "And he is quiet." Ace snorted, poorly hiding his laughter behind his hand. Deuce, still struggling to process what was happening, leaned towards Jack. "I mean, he's got a point." Jack shrugged. "Better him sleeping than causing a scene." Meanwhile, Lucius stretched lazily on the desk, turning his head just enough to stare at Floyd. His tail flicked once, his whiskers twitching as if contemplating something. And then, with a barely perceptible huff, he turned back around, curling deeper into himself. That was, apparently, Lucius's verdict. Sebek huffed. "Even the professor's familiar isn't reacting?" Ace raised an eyebrow. "That's not just any familiar, though. That's Lucius. He's like the most judgmental cat in the whole school." Eppel nodded sagely. "If Lucius doesn't care, does that mean we should also not care?" Jack exhaled. "Look, as long as Floyd doesn't wake up and start something, let's just count our blessings and move on." Unfortunately for them, Floyd shifted. A ripple of tension passed through the class. His grip on the plushies tightened slightly, his long fingers curling around them as he let out a quiet murmur. "Azul. Soft." Silence. A collective glance was exchanged. Train, who had definitely heard that, flipped a page in his book without comment. But the damage was done. For the rest of the period, no one could focus, not when the terrifying Floyd Leech was openly snuggling plushies and mumbling about Azul in his sleep. It was strangely cute. and also completely terrifying. Number 3. The rain lashed against the windows, each droplet drumming a steady rhythm against the glass. The distant rumble of thunder rolled through the storm, deep and low, like the growl of something ancient lurking beneath the waves. Azul was a light sleeper. He always had been. But it wasn't the storm that woke him. It was the feeling of something, no, someone, shoving its way into the bed. Floyd, Azul mumbled, voice thick with sleep. His mind, still foggy from exhaustion, struggled to process the sudden warmth curling against his side. The response came in the form of long arms wrapping around his waist, pulling him in close. A familiar scent washed over him, briny seawater, caramelized sugar, and the faintest crackle of ozone. "Storm's too loud," Floyd murmured, voice slurred with drowsiness. His grip tightened briefly before relaxing. "But my babies, too." Azul cracked one eye open, blinking groggily against the dim light filtering in through the curtains. Sure enough, two plushies were squished between them, one an octopus, the other a grinning eel. Azul let out a low sigh, one hand coming up to adjust his glasses, only to remember that he wasn't wearing them. "Just don't take up too much space." Floyd snickered against his shoulder, but didn't argue. His body had already begun to slacken, warmth sinking deeper into Azul's side as sleep reclaimed him. Azul exhaled, pressing his lips together as he considered his predicament. It wasn't that he minded Floyd seeking him out. If anything, he had grown used to it, to Floyd's tendency to follow his whims, to seek comfort without hesitation. Azul had spent years learning restraint, schooling himself into careful distance and calculated steps. Floyd had never cared for such things. It was infuriating. It was also endearing. Azul sighed again, quieter this time. He reached down, adjusting the blanket so that it covered Floyd properly. A soft chuckle interrupted him. "Azul," a voice murmured from behind, amused and unmistakably familiar. Azul tensed lightly before relaxing. "Jade, of course." Shifting his head, Azul turned to see Jade reclining against the pillows, watching them with his usual unreadable smile. "You're terribly soft with him," Jade mused, voice barely above a whisper. His eyes flickered to Floyd's sleeping form, to the way Azul had unconsciously adjusted his hold, making space for both him and the plushies. Azul huffed, cheeks warming despite himself. "It would be more trouble to fight him on it."
"If you say so."
Jade's smile lingered, but he didn't push further. Instead, he reached forward, trailing his fingers through Floyd's damp hair, untangling the strands with slow, deliberate motions. Floyd let out a quiet hum, shifting slightly in his sleep before settling again. Azul watched the motion, the careful way Jade touched him, the quiet ease in Floyd's breathing, before sighing one last time and allowing himself to relax. The storm raged on outside. The wind howled, rattling against the windows, but inside the room was warm, filled with the steady breathing, the rustle of fabric, and the quiet closeness of three figures tangled together. Floyd nuzzled further into Azul's shoulder, his grip on his plushies tightening just slightly. Azul closed his eyes. "Good night." Number 4. The Octavinel dorm was eerily quiet at this hour, the usual hum of activity replaced by the soft sound of water filtering through the walls and the distant creak of shifting stone. The lounge had finally closed for the night, and most students had long since retired to their rooms. Jade walked through the dimly lit hallway, his gloved fingers adjusting his tie as he mentally prepared to collapse into bed, only to pause at the sight before him. Slumped against the cool stone wall was a very familiar figure. Floyd was curled up on the floor, long limbs folded in a way that should have been uncomfortable for anyone else, but was somehow effortless for him. His arms were loosely wrapped around his beloved plushies, one stuffed eel tucked under his chin, the other octopus nestled securely against his chest. Jade sighed, though there was an unmistakable note of amusement in it. "You didn't even make your bed," he mused, tilting his head. Floyd cracked open one eye, a sleepy grin tugging at his lips. "Was waiting for you guys." His voice was thick with exhaustion, words slurred slightly as he let out a long yawn. He nuzzled the octopus plush absent-mindedly, shifting to get more comfortable. "Didn't want to sleep alone." Jade crouched down beside him, eyeing the plushies with mild interest before reaching out to flick his brother's forehead slightly.
"Oh, his brother?"
Plot twist.
Come now. The hallway floor is hardly a suitable resting place."
Floyd scrunched up his face at the light tap, but instead of responding, he flopped dramatically to the side, resting his head against Jade's knee.
"It's not bad. It's cool. Comfy."
Jade hummed in thought, allowing the momentary silence to settle between them. The soft glow of the dorm's bioluminescent fixtures cast a faint shimmer across the floor, highlighting the way Floyd's breathing had already started to even out again. With a quiet chuckle, Jade reached down, carefully adjusting Floyd's hold on his plushies before slipping his arms beneath him. He moved fluidly, as if this was something he'd done before, because, truthfully, he had. Floyd made a noise of protest at first, shifting slightly as he was lifted, but ultimately just nestled further into Jade's shoulder, too drowsy to care.
"Okay, but..." Floyd mumbled, voice barely above a whisper. "If Zul sees us, he's gotta carry me next time."
Jade let out a soft laugh, adjusting his grip as he started down the hall.
"Oh? Perhaps we should stop by his room, then."
That made Floyd snort, though it quickly turned into another yawn.
"Nah, he'd get all fussy about it first."
"True," Jade agreed, amusement laced in his tone.
"But you do realize he'd still do it in the end."
Floyd grinned sleepily against his shoulder.
"Duh, he's soft."
Jade simply shook his head, carrying his brother the rest of the way to their shared dorm room, the sound of gentle waves in the walls lulling Floyd deeper into sleep. Number 5. The afternoon was unusually tranquil. A gentle breeze rustled through the trees, carrying the crisp scent of fresh water and damp earth. The lake shimmered beneath the soft sunlight, reflecting the sky in a way that made it look almost endless. For once, Floyd wasn't causing a scene. Instead, he was sprawled out lazily across a picnic blanket, limbs splayed carelessly as he used his plushies, his beloved eel and octopus duo, as makeshift pillows. Jade sat beside him, legs crossed neatly as he flipped through a thick book, the pages rustling faintly in the wind. Azul, of course, had brought paperwork. Even in the middle of such a peaceful afternoon, Azul remained stubbornly focused, pen scratching against parchment as he reviewed figures for the lounge. Floyd had been quiet for a while, lulled by the breeze and the warmth of the sun filtering through the tree's leaves. It was the kind of day that he didn't feel like moving much. Too calm, too still, too perfect to ruin. But of course, Zul eventually broke the silence.
"Are you really going to nap the whole time?"
Floyd cracked one eye open, blinking lazily up at Azul.
"Yep." Azul exhaled through his nose, looking mildly exasperated as he adjusted his glasses. It wasn't really a question. He knew the answer before he even asked. Azul's gaze drifted, landing on the two plushies nestled securely beneath Floyd's arms. The octopus plush was squished close to his chest, while the eel was tucked under his chin, its grinning face partially buried in Floyd's scarf. Azul sighed, a hint of something unreadable flickering behind his expression.
"And you had to bring those?"
Floyd smirked, shifting slightly to get more comfortable. "Jealous, boss?" Azul scoffed, rolling his eyes as he turned his attention back to his papers. Jade, who had been quiet until now, chuckled lightly. "You're as attached to them as you are to us, it seems." Floyd hummed, tightening his grip on the plushies slightly, as if to emphasize the point. "Duh," he said, voice soft but matter-of-fact. Got 'em from my favorite people, after all." Azul froze mid-scribble. For a moment, the only sounds were the wind rustling through the trees and the distant ripple of water against the lake's shore. Jade turned a page in his book, seemingly unfazed, but the small, knowing smile playing at his lips was unmistakable. Azul cleared his throat, studiously avoiding eye contact.
"I see."
Floyd snickered, already closing his eyes again.
"Azul is blushing." "I am not." Sure.
Jade chuckled, the rare moment of peace settling around them once more. The breeze carried on, the lake shimmered, and Floyd, nestled between his plushies and the people he loves, drifted off to sleep once more.
Slight reader's note, I'm like so heavily relating with Floyd. I'm like, if I could carry my like stuffed animal around me everywhere, that would, I don't know, I feel like my life would be complete. I don't know, it's just like so comforting. I am an adult, but it's still comforting. Yes. Plus one.
The cafeteria at NRC was as lively as ever, filled with the usual sounds of clinking plates, chattering students, and the occasional argument over stolen food. It was just another typical afternoon, until someone made a catastrophic mistake. At one of the octagonal tables, Floyd was lounging lazily, stretched across the booth with his beloved plushies securely tucked under his arms. His eel plush rested snugly against his chest, while the octopus one was nestled under his chin. Azul and Jade sat across from him, both unbothered by their dorm mate's relaxed sprawl. Azul was reviewing some documents, idly twirling his pen between his fingers, while Jade calmly sipped his tea with the same unshakable composure he always carried. If anyone looked at their table, it seemed like a normal lunch. But, across the cafeteria, one unfortunate Savannah Claw third year had been watching them for a while. "He actually brought those things to lunch," the upperclassman sneered, nudging one of his table mates. "Can you believe that? The same guy who nearly crushed a dude's ribs during practice is cuddling stuffed animals like a little kid." His friends didn't respond. Most of them were smart enough not to get involved in whatever nightmare was about to unfold. But the Savannah Claw third year? He was feeling bold. At a nearby table, Vil, Trey, and Cater were casually eating when they caught sight of the disaster in progress.
"He's not actually going to..." Trey murmured, adjusting his glasses.
Cater glanced over and winced.
"Oh man, that's going to be a bloodbath."
Vil, watching with mild disinterest, let out a small sigh.
"Idiots really are everywhere."
At another table, Ruggy, who had seen this coming a mile away, continued eating without a care. If a Savannah Claw student was about to get himself hospitalized, that wasn't his problem. And then the idiot made his move. With a smirk on his face, the Savannah Claw student swaggered over to the octagonal table. Floyd, still lounging with his plushies, didn't even acknowledge him. Azul, focused on his documents, didn't glance up. Jade, stirring his tea, also remained completely uninterested. The third year reached out and grabbed one of the plushies, the octopus one. Complete, dead silence. It was as if the entire cafeteria had been plunged into a void. All around the room, students froze, conversations died, forks and spoons stopped mid-air. The only sound that remained was the faint, ominous tapping of Azul's pen against the table. From his table, Leona, who had seen this disaster coming 5 minutes ago, didn't even look up from his meal. Idiot. Floyd still hadn't moved. For a brief, terrifying second, it almost seemed like he would let it slide. His grip on the remaining plush was loose. His body remained completely relaxed. Then, crack! A fist to the face. Loud, brutal, immediate. The entire cafeteria flinched. The Savannah Claw student stumbled back, clutching his nose, blood dripping between his fingers. He released his hold on the plush. His expression shifted from arrogance to horror. Everyone else eyed the soft plush in tense silence as it fell to the floor. And still, Azul didn't look up from his papers. Jade took a slow sip of his tea. Like this was all completely normal. Floyd finally pouted. "Aw, why'd you go and ruin my mood?" His voice was light, playful, but his eyes were dangerous. The Savannah Claw student, now clearly realizing that he had made the worst decision of his life, took an unsteady step back. Cater, watching from his table, winced. "Oof, he's done for." Trey sighed, wiping his mouth with a napkin. "Should we step in?" Vil barely spared them a glance. "Absolutely not." Malleus, seated at another table, observed the situation with mild amusement. Beside him, Lilia let out a soft chuckle. Meanwhile, the Savannah Claw student, bleeding, panicking, and now deeply regretting all his life choices, took another shaky step back. You're crazy. Floyd's pout deepened. And then he stood up. The cafeteria collectively decided that that was their cue to look elsewhere. Students gathered their trays, conversations resumed, or rather, people pretended to be busy so they wouldn't get involved. Even the professors at the far end of the room made no move to intervene. Floyd tilted his head, tapping a finger against his cheek. "You know, I was really in a good mood today, but now..." His grin widened, sharp and predatory. "Now, I'm not." The Savannah Claw student ran for his life. Floyd let out a bright, amused laugh, flopping back into his seat, leaning over to grab the fallen octopus plush and snuggling them both like nothing had happened. "Meanies don't get to touch my babies." Azul, still not looking up, sighed. "Was that necessary?" Floyd grinned. "Yep." Jade finally set down his tea. It was quite an impressive hit. Floyd beamed. "Right?"
You better clean that thing first. Sevens knows how dirty this floor is."
Azul passed a sheet of wet wipe to...
wet wipe to him. Gosh, I don't think I've ever had to say that.
Floyd used it to rub the head of his beloved octopus plush. At another table, Vil examined his nails. "At least the message is clear now." Cater chuckled. "Yeah, touch Floyd's plushies and die." From across the cafeteria, Ruggie, who had zero interest in defending Savannah Claw honour, was already looting the poor fool's abandoned meal. Leona finally glanced up, smirking lazily. About time someone taught that idiot a lesson. Floyd squeezed his plushies happily. The lesson was clear. Never touch Floyd's plushies. The end.
Oh, this was... Oh, I liked it. I'm so glad Wanda recommended this. It was, like, super cute with him guarding his stuffed animals, which is so real. I, like... Why would you... You know, like, don't touch my stuff. Especially my sacred animals, okay? But yeah, this was for Voice Team 2025 for the challenge Into the Unknown. And yeah, I will say I'm so sorry for any mispronunciations or anything bad. I also very much forgot the voices I had assigned to each of those people because obviously I don't really have anything to attach it to. So I kind of just made it up. So I think they kind of all sound the same. But I tried my best. And yes, I don't know if this will ever get posted, but we shall see. Thank you for listening and have a great rest of your day.